Okay, so we're on Daf Chet tonight. Welcome, everybody. Daf Chet. So the first line in the Mishnah, we had a lot of this Mishnah from yesterday. It says, Ma'anitin, Harini Nazir, Kisar Roshi, Uchafar Ha'aretz V'Kachol Hayam. So here we said, if a person makes an Eder, he's going to be Nazir, but he refers to things that have an indeterminate amount, not quantifiable amount. So the person says, I'm a Nazir, like the hair on my head, and Afar Haaretz, the dust of the earth. I was talking to Rabbi Weider today. I think dust of the earth means like more like the dirt of the earth, like it has to be like granular. And Kechol Hayam, like the sands of the sea. Hareza Nazir Olam, Mugalech Chat L'Shoshim Yom. So we said, when the Tana Mishnah uses the word Nazir Olam, he does not mean, like we said, with the Nazir of Avshalom, which is also a type of Nazir Olam, but it means the Nazir La'olam, like you were saying the other night, Yosef. I think you were more correct than I was. It is a different type of Naziris, Nazir Olam. So he's repeating terms of 30 days. So he's, in other words, ad infinitum, he's going to be repeating the term Naziris for 30 days. That's what he means. On line 3, on the Chedamad Aleph, Rebbe Omer, Ein Zeh Megaleach Achat L'Shloshim Yom. So Rebbe says, no, he doesn't get a Giluach for once every 30 days. Meaning, according to Rebbe, he's a Nazir for a long, long time. In other words, the rest of his life is a Nazir, but he doesn't get to cut his hair or anything like that. He says, "Ve'ezu megaleach achat l'shloshim yom." What would be an example? "Ezu megaleach achat l'shloshim." What would be an example of a person who gets to take a haircut once every 30 days? Omer harei alai nizirut kisaroshi or nizirot. So according to Rebbe, he has to mention the word Nizirot, that he's accepting upon himself terms of Nizirot. In other words, it's terms. So this is machloket between the Tanakam and Rebbe. He's going to play an important role in today's daf. So let's just repeat again. So according to the Tanakama, if a person refers to something that has an indeterminate amount, so that means he's repeating terms of Naziris for 30 days, according to the Tanakhama. And according to Rebbe, it's one long Naziris, you know, from now till eternity, and he can never cut his hair for the rest of his life. Okay, now let me go further in the Mishnah. Hareini Nazir, Melo Habayit, O Melo Akupa. Let's say a person says, I'm a Nazir, like the fullness of the house, or the fullness of the box. So he says, Bod Kinoto, Imamar Achad Gedola Nazarti, Nazir Shloshim Yom. If he said, I meant like one big Naziris. So if you remember in yesterday's Mishnah, we had a case where the person said, Mikan Viat Sofa Olam. He says, I'm here, like I'm Nazir till here till eternity. So it was 30 days. So here, similarly here, the Tana Mishnah says, he says, Maloa Bayit, Maloa Kupa, Imamar Achad Gedola Nazarti, meant like a big Naziris. So he says, Nazir Shloshim Yom. He's a Nazir for 30 days. It just means that he feels, and is he right? It's difficult, it's hard, it's like a large, whatever. Imamar stam nazarti. But if he says, I just made this without anything specific in mind, whatever the chachamim determined it is, I'm good with it. So he says, ro'in akupa kilu himlea chardal. We view the coop of the box or the house as if it's filled with chardal. Chardal are mustard seeds. You know, I've never seen what mustard seeds look like. But, oh, here we have a nice picture. Yeah, very nice. They're very small. We have a nice picture in the Steinfeld Gemara. May I pass it to Yosef for a minute? Okay, he's coming around. We have the white and black mustard seeds. Anyway, the mustard seeds look a little bit bigger than I thought. I thought they'd be like the size of poppy seeds, but they're very small. But the point being, so we view, let's see back in the Mishnah. He says, we view like the house or the kupa, so if it's filled with mustard seed, Minazir Kol Yamav. And he's a Nazir for the rest of his life. So again, let's go back. So either he's a Nazir for 30 days, or if we view it as Lamea Chardal, so when we say that it's like for the rest of his life, yeah, so that's what we mean, 30 day, repeated 30-day terms. Let me just make sure, because I just want to make up this, but yeah, L'chor, yeah, so right. So he would be, right, so he's looks like the same case. He's like the hair on the head. He's repeating terms of 30 days. That's what we think it's going to come out. But in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, we'll see a little differently, though. This we did. Okay. Now, last case in the Mishnah, which we had yesterday as well. Harini Nazir Mikan Ad Makom Ploni. Is I'm a Nazir from here till San Francisco, whatever. So you calculate how many days travel it takes to get from point A to point B. If it takes less than 30 days to get there, then you can't take it as years for less than 30 days, Nazir for 30 days. And if you remember, Vimlav Nazir Kimyan Yamim, he's otherwise Nazir the days. And remember, yesterday's Gemara we said that he was Muksat Baderek, that he was taking the trip. He's poised, either on the way or poised to take the trip. But if it's more than 30 days, so then he's Nazir for those number of days. Then, the last case in the Mishnah, and then we'll pause and we'll take questions, comments, and thoughts. Harini Nazir Kiminyan Yimona Chama. This is Amanazir, like Kiminyan, like the number of days of the solar year. So Monen Nizirut Nizirot Kiminyan Yimona Chama. So according to Tanakama, he's got 365 terms of 30 days each. In other words, he says he's a Nazir Kiminyan Yimona Chama, like the number of days in a year. So he's got 365 30-day terms. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Masaya, Kiman Shishli Meit. So Rabbi Yehuda was an infant like this, where the person took such a netter to be Nazir, and he was able to complete it. It takes like 30 years to complete it, you know, and to do 365 consecutive 30-day Nazirus takes like 30 years. Kiman Shishli, and then once he completed his terms of Nazirus, he died. He died. Now, I don't know what the point is. I guess the Nazirus was keeping him alive or whatever. But anyway, the point is, though, he was able to complete it. Okay. Now, all right, let's just review a little bit, and then we'll go forward, and we'll take some questions. So in the mission, we learned a number of situations. Really, three parts of this mission. The first part was, he says, it's the Nazir Kisar Roshi, like the hairs on his head, or the Afar Haaretz, the Kol Hayam. So then he's signing up for repeated terms ad infinitum. In other words, the rest of his life, he's going to be in 30-day terms of Nazirus. But Rebbe says, no, he's not doing that. He's signing up for one term for the rest of his life, so he can never get a haircut. In other words, that's it. He's a Nazir for now till the end of his life. But what, according to Rebbe, would be repeating terms if he says he has one word to his letter, not Harini Nazir Kisar Roshi. He says, I know we're not Harini Nazir, Harini Nazirot Kisar Roshi. I accept upon myself multiple Nazirot, like the hair on my head. Then Rebbe agrees he's got multiple terms. Okay, that's the first piece. Then the second piece was where a person says, I'm a Nazir, like Maloa Bait, Maloa Kupa. I'm a Nazir, like the fullness of the house or the fullness of the box. So he just said, so we asked him what he meant. So he said, I just meant like the Nazirus is a big thing, deal for me. Then he's just signing up for 30 days. That's like the Mishnah yesterday where he said, I'm a Nazir, Mikan V'yad Sofa Olam. From now to perpetuity, just meant like the Nazirus he finds difficult. But if he said, Stam, I didn't have anything specific, or whatever the Chachamim say it means, so then we evaluate, as if the box of the house would be filled with kardal, the mustard seeds, which we saw in the Steinfeld Gemara. So that would be multiple terms, and so he'd be multiple the rest of his life. He'd be doing 30-day terms, like we learned in the first case. Then the last part of the Mishnah is, for instance, I'm a Nazir from point A to point B. So we evaluate how many days from point A to point B. If it's less than 30 days, he signed up for 30 days because he can't sign up for less than 30 days. If it's more than 30 days, that's what he signed up for. And yesterday we said that he was Muksak Baderech and Mistama, he's doing this so that he should have protection. Then the last part of the Mishnah said, if he's a Nazir, Kiminyan Yimona Chama, like the number of days, the number of days in a year. So then he counts 365 terms of Nazirus. And the Tanna Rabbi Yehuda says there was an incident that took place like this, and once a person completed them, which takes like 30 years, he died. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything we did in the Mishnah? Everybody good? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to go on if nobody has any questions. Yes, the last case, that's exactly right. That's what Rebbe would say. All right, we'll see more of Rebbe in the Gemara. Yeah, but it's not Rabbi Yehuda. It's Rabbi Yehuda. It's not Rabbi Yehuda. I've seen the last case.
Yeah, you said Hanasi. He says Hanasi. Yeah. But no, but the Mishnah says Rabbi Yehuda was paid. All right, we'll see further. Because from our Gemara, it sounds like Rabbi Yehuda is different from Rabbi Yehuda. You're complaining both. Okay, let's see further in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, Runa Kupa, now focusing on the middle, the second case of the Mishnah. The person said, I'm a Nazir, Maloa Bayit, Maloa Kupa. So we said, we looked at the Kupa as if it's filled with mustard seed, and he's Nazir, repeating terms the rest of his life. So Gemara, Runa Kupa, Kila Malaya Kardav, Nazir, Koyamav. BMI, why should we say that he's a Nazir for the rest of his life with repeating terms, you know, ad infinitum? Why do we say that the house is filled with mustard seed? Why don't we say the house or the box is filled with, say, melons and gourds or cucumbers and gourds? And then he could be a nazir. Then it's a finite amount. So let's say the house, the example they give in the art school, let's say he fills with 50 melons. So then I'll say he's a nazir for 50 days, and then he could be finished with this. Why are we sentencing him to Naziris for the rest of his life for repeating terms? Repeating terms is because it's an indeterminate amount, and we said then that's repeating terms. Maybe it, the box, the same box that can hold 10 billion of those mustard seeds, could maybe hold like 50 melons, then it'd be 50 days. So Amar Chizkiya, b'machlok tishnui v'reb shenhi. So Chizkiya says that it's talui with the machlok tishnayim that we're about to study, and our Mishnah, the way it's stated, it holds like the Tan Reb Shim. We know it's Reb Shim Bar Yochai. The Amar Damachni Siratzon Dvar Shesvekel Chamur Mivadai. He says that a person would willingly accept a Sapik situation, even though the Sapik is going to be more Chamur than the Vadai, and we'll explain this shortly. Okay. So the Gemara says the Tan Gedorin the Brisa Hareini Nazir Amanachi Bekriza Meyakur. Let's say a person says I'm a Nazir, provided that there's 100 kur of tavua in this pile. So 100 kur of tavua is a lot of tavua, but he says that's what he says. So if there's 100 kur in the pile, he's a nazir. And then when he goes to try to figure out how much is in the pile, he sees that the pile was stolen or it's been lost or destroyed. So he's not able to determine whether it did or did not have 100 kur in it. For Rabbi Shimon Oser, Shesafek Nazir Lahafmir. So the Tan Rabbi Shimon says, he is going to be a Nazir Misafek, and this is going to leave him in a very bad situation. Since he's a Nazir Misafek, he's got to observe all the restrictions of Nazirus, but he'll never be able to bring a Korban because he can't bring the Korban, otherwise it's Kula Nazara, so he won't be able to bring the Korban out, but that's what he's in for. But the Tan Reb Shimon is saying that a person, when he accepts this, would accept it with the Safek, even though he understands that the Safek is going to be more Chamor than the Badai. In other words, here the Safek situation is more Chamor than the Badai. If it was Vadai, he'd be a Nazir for 30 days. And now he's gotten himself into a Safek situation where it's like for life. But the Tana Reb Shimon says, in Akhenami, a person understands that and would be willing to understand to undertake a situation, even though the Safek is more Chamor than the Badai. That's the way the Tana Reb Shimon takes it. And then Rabbi Yehuda Matir. Rabbi Yehuda says he's off the hook. He doesn't have to do anything. Shesafik Nazir Lahakel. In other words, here we're going to say that a person would never accept upon himself a Safik situation. So therefore, his intent was never to accept upon himself a situation like this. So we're letting him off the hook. That's what the Tana Rabbi Yehuda says. Now, plugging this back into our situation. So here we have with the house or the box, it's a choice between kishum and diluin, and hardal. So if it's hardal, he's a nazir like for here forever with these unending terms. If it's the kishu to the lamelons, then it's like says 50 days. So here we're going to say the gemara is saying that our mission is going according to Tana Reb Shimon. So we say that the Gemara now is sort of like introducing a different factor. When we say it goes like Reb Shimon, meaning we're going to have to take into account all the Sfeikot, meaning it's possible he's a Nazir for 50 days with the melons, or on the alternative, it's possible that he's a Nazir forever with repeating terms with the Chardal. So where does that leave him? So the first time, let's say he observes 30 days. So at that point, can he, you know, bring korbanot and shave? No, because he might be a melon nazir. Then he's got 50 days. Now, he can't begin the second naziris with the 30 days till he brings the korbanot. He brings the korbanot and wraps it up. So now, after 50 days, now he could bring korbanot and he could take a haircut, because after 50 days, he definitely has completed the 30-day term and he's definitely completed the 50-day term. So he'll have to do that. Then, after that point in time, though, he maybe is on the Kardal plan. So he has to keep doing the 30 days. So Reb Shimon is saying that that's the pshat in the Mishnah. So when the Mishnah says he's got to do repeating terms like the Kardal, means misafik. In other words, I don't know whether, in other words, in Akhenami, they're both viable pshatim in the with his neder. In other words, he says, I'm like Malo Hakupa, you know, I want to be an Azir and I'm leaving it Stam. So according to the Tana Reb Shimon, we're going to leverage both Sfeikot in, and he's hooked into it. That's what we think. One minute. according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, though, we don't know which one it is. So Lechora, the Tana Reb Yehuda would say, we're going to do Lekulaway. So Lekulaway, Lechora, at this, we'll see in a minute. Lechora, at this juncture, we would think the melon way would be the cooler way. That's what we think. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Or what?
30 and 50, just 30, another 20? Or just 30?
Right, no. In other words, right. So we'll do another 20. You know, he won't shave after the 30. Another 20. Now he'll bring the korban out and shave. And then he's got to do every 30 of misafe.
Yeah.
Now, what we say, now the only thing is like this. When we say misafe, it's a safek, so... Yeah, he can't bring a korban, so it means that he's stuck for the rest of his life with this whole situation. In other words, he won't be able to shave every 30 days. He won't be able to shave. Okay, so that's the way we think it's going with this. Now let's see a little minute. So you should also stuff in his lulahakmi. Reb Yudamat here, put in his lulahakmi. So that's the case over there when a person says, like, the hajat kur. Now, so we think that our Mishnah is going like the Tana Reb Shimon. And our Mishnah is saying that he's locked into this forever because Reb Shimon is like the Safek Lahachmir, and we're going to do a Safek Lahachmir, and he's in it, you know, he'll do both initially, but then he's in it for life. That's the way it was going to go, Lahachmir. Now, the Gemara says, Reb Yochanan Amar, Afil Tem Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yochanan says that I could even argue that our Mishnah is in conformity with the Tana Reb Yehuda. So Reb Yehuda over there in the Braisa said, that if a person says there's 100 kor in the pile, I'm a nazir, and then there's no pile anymore, Reb Yehuda says he's off the hook. Here he says I'm a nazir like Maloa Kupa, so, and he's going to be a nazir forever. It could even be like the Tana Reb Yehuda. How so? He says Hatam lo nachit le nazirut. Over there, the issue is, did he become a nazir or did he not become a nazir? He's either a nazir or not a nazir. We can't determine that, because the pile is stolen, this and whatever. But here in our Mishnah, Hafa Nachil Nazirut, here there's no question that he undertook a neder to be a Nazir. He said, that's exactly right. He says, I'm a Nazir, but I'm a Nazir Kamalo Akupa. And we don't know what that means, but we know he definitely agreed to be a Nazir. So perhaps in this case, in Sobamai and the Sluki Minei, in other words, what leads you to believe that we would say he's off the hook? In other words, it doesn't make sense that the Tana Reb Yehuda say you're off the hook in this case. He says you're off the hook. I don't know, he became a Nazir, he didn't become a Nazir. Here in this case, he definitely became a Nazir. So we're not going to let him off the hook, according to the Tana Reb Yehuda. So he says here, so the Gemara says, am I low? It says, why can't we let him off the hook, the Gemara wants to say, within the Tana Reb Yehuda? How? Let's see the kupa kila mlay kishuin begiluin tebele takanta. Now, the Gemara wants to say like this. Let's assume, again, we're analyzing this within the sheet of Tana Reb Yehuda. So we'll start it off like we started off before. We don't know if he's a nazir for repeating terms 30 days, or he's a nazir for one term of 50 days, like the number of melons. So now we'll take it through. And then the first time after 50 days, we'll let him bring korbanot to get a haircut. That we will agree on, right? because then they could never do it. Now, after he does the 50, in other words, with the 30 and 20, is 50, and then it's not. But now, at this point, now the question is it now, in terms of the further, in other words, the first period, you're right, that he definitely accepted on. But now, at this point, is a safek whether he's in for succeeding 30-day terms or he's nothing. Because he might, on one side, he may have just done the 50 days. On the other side, he may have done repeating 30-day terms. So that's really, at this juncture, the juncture after the 50 days, he's really at the same juncture that Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda argued in the Brisa. The person makes a statement, and we're not sure if he's a Nazir or not a Nazir. So the Tana Rebbe said he gets off the hook. So how is it that Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah, we could even say, goes like the Tana Rebbe Yehuda? Maybe Rabbi Yehuda would say, no, he'll just do 50 days, and then it's a Safek, then he's off the hook. So he said, so the Gemara says, we're thinking that he was Makabil upon himself multiple Nazirus. He says, now, turn page on the top line on page 80. He says, the Rabbi Huda Savar law to Rebbe. Rabbi Huda holds like Rebbe, that none means Rabbi Huda is going to hold that the Safek is not that he had repeating terms, but the Safek is, did he accept upon himself a lifetime term, one lifetime term? It was like Kisar Roshi, he's going to be in one term, but for life, not broken up into 30 days terms. So here he says, I accept upon myself like Malokupa Chardal, or that's the possibility. So it's either melons or Chardal. So if it's melons, it's 50 days. That's the way Rebbe will hold. And we think that Rebbe Huda holds like Rebbe. But if it's Chardal, it's not multiple terms. It's one unending term. So it's not, like I said before, 50 and then 30, 30, 30. It's either 50 days or forever. Now that's it. That's why it could be like Rebbe Yochanan. He says the Rebbe Yisrael like Rebbe Ditan Rebbe Omer Ein Zemegaleh Hat L'Shoshim Yom. This is talking about when the person says I'm a Nazir, like Sa'ar Roshi, like the hair on my head, or the Kol Hayam, or the Afar Haaretz. He says he's not Megaleh once, but Ezush Megaleh Hat L'Shoshim Yom. What's the case where you get a haircut once every 30 days? Omer Arayelai Nizirot Sa'ar Roshi Afar Haaretz Kol Hayam. If he says Nizirot. So, let's just go back. Okay, let's just repeat for a second, and then we'll take some questions, comments, and thoughts. Okay, so we had in the case in the Mishnah where a person says, "I'm a Nazir, Kimlo Kupa, like a fullness of a box." So, and he says, "I just said whatever the rabbis interpreted. I'm good with it." So the Mishnah says Rona Kin Malaya Fardal. We do the kupas if it's filled with mustard seed. So the Gemara said, why is it mustard seed? Maybe it's melons, and maybe it's like a 50-day nazira, so 50 melons fit into the box. So the first shot the Gemara says is Talubi Makhlok between Reb Shun and Reb Yehuda. What? Yeah. So between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, and Reb Shimon says that a person would want to be machnis himself into a safek, even if the safek is more chamor than the badai. So here we said that it means that according to this pshat, it doesn't mean that he's in per se for 30 days. In other words, he's in the first one like 50 days, and then afterwards every 30 days, but that's only misafek. So he's in misafek, and in other words, he won't be able to bring korbanot because the safek will lose chayav korbanot or not. So that'll be the first shot, the way the first Mishnah holds. So the Gemara says, why can't our Mishnah be like the Tana Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda says, if it's a Safek, so Safek Nazir Lahakel, Safek Nazir wrote, we're going to be Mekel with. And so we're not sure in the case of the Brisa, whether he's a Nazir or not, he's not a Nazir, because nobody ever would intend, if you would say to him, it would be a Safek, and something more common than the Bada, we could do it. He said, no, so he's nothing. So we'll start, this time we think our Mishnah goes like, Reb Shimon and not like Reb Yehuda. The Gemara says, no. Reb Yochanan says our Mishnah can even be like the Tana Reb Yehuda. So the Gemara says that over there, the topic was, is he a Nazir, not a Nazir? Here we know he's definitely a Nazir. He says, I'm a Nazir, Malakupa. We just don't know the term. So maybe even the Tana Rabbi Yehuda will say that, yeah, he's in, because the Safek will be either way. The Gemara says, wait, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, it still should be an out for the, because in Achinami, the first 50 days, he's in. That's it, because either way, he's in for 50 days. But after the 50 days, then he's at the same point as he would have was in the Brisa. Almost once 50 days are done, so if it's the Melon way, he's history. If it's the Chardal way, then he's back in. But I don't know if it's Melon or Chardal. So it's a Safek whether he's a Nazir or not. So then, in that case, he should be out of it. So the Gemara says, yeah, but you didn't realize that the Tana Rebbe Yehuda, he holds like Rebbe. This is why I say like Rebbe, Rebbe. He said he holds like Rebbe. Rebbe holds that if a person says, Nazir, like the house is filled with Fardal, it's one long term, not repeating terms of 30 days. It's one long term. So that being the case, so in Achinami, the Safek is he in for 50 days or one long term, you know, ad infinitum? That's the Safek. And in Achinami, so Rebbe Yehuda will also agree with the holding in our Mishnah. Okay, who's had questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I did so far? What?
I lost you in the last one.
All right. The Yosef wants me to repeat the last section again about Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, so I'm repeating again for the third time. Okay, now we said that Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah can even be like Rabbi Yehuda. So we said, well, how would the Mishnah be like Rabbi Yehuda? He said, because over there it's a Safek. The Safek is he a Nazir or not a Nazir? So Rabbi Yehuda says, well, cool, he's not a Nazir. Here, the Safek, he's definitely a Nazir. We just don't know what the term is. So we'll say that even Rabbi Yehuda will agree that he's a Nazir, Safek. So, but the Gemara says, yeah, but that doesn't fit in so well, because even if we follow through within the Tana Rabbi Yehuda, so again, so he begins the Nazirus, we don't know if it's for 50 days or repeating terms of 30 days. So the first segment will do 50 days, and then he'll bring the korban out and cut his hair. So far, so good. Now, at that point, the question is, does he have repeating terms of 30 days? So that's a safek. Maybe he doesn't. Maybe he does. Right?
Maybe
he was a melon nazir, or maybe he's a chardal nazir. If he's a melon nazir, that's it. He's gone. So if that's the case, then that's the same situation that we had in the Brisa. And Rabbi Yehuda says he's out, doesn't have to do it. So then the Gemara says, no, you misunderstood. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that it would be repeating terms with the Fardal. He holds it's Fardal, he follows Rebbe. Rebbe would hold, it's like Sar Roshi, not repeating terms, but one big term ad infinitum. That being the case, the way Rabbi Yehuda will look at the Mishnah, the Safek will be, is he a Nazir for a term of 50 days, or is he a Nazir for infinity? That's the case. Right, he is, but we don't know whether the term is 50 days or, you know, a million years. So either way, he's going to be a Nazir, okay? All right, now, any questions from the Zoom world? Everybody good? All right, I'm going to move on. Everybody good? Okay. All right, let's keep moving. We're not doing bad. Now, let's see back in the Gemara. Okay, now on line 4 on Chenamid Beis, 8b line 4, says Rabbi Yehuda Misavarlat to Rebbe. So you're assuming in this whole discussion the Tana Rabbi Yehuda has like signed up for Rebbe's program. Now Rebbe has been lives after Rabbi Yehuda, but it means that they're lined up. That's what it means. In other words, so he says, Bahatan, we learn in the Mishnah, now here, the Gemara cuts it short, but the Bach has, so that's the quoting from the Mishnah. So he does repeat it in his zirot. In other words, if he says like, like days the solar year, he has 365 days, 365 terms in his zirot, 30 days. And then we have Rabbi Yehuda. That's one that we're interested in, Rabbi Yehuda. We had Rabbi Yehuda in the Brisa before, but we're going back to the Mishnah. Am Rabbi Yehuda ma'asaya b'kevan sheshlimei. So in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda says it was an incident like this, and once the person completed those terms of Nazirus, he died. So it sounds like, now what would Rebbe hold if a person would say, Kiminyani Monachama? So Rebbe would say, in the course of Rebbe, you don't say he's got repeated terms unless it says Nazirot. He didn't say Nazirot here. So yeah. So Rebbe would say he's a Nazir for 365 days. But we said that Rebbe Yehuda is lined up with Rebbe, but it doesn't. Rebbe Yehuda is lined up with Rebbe, but it doesn't seem like he's lining up. He's bringing proof the other way. So if you say that he accepted multiple terms of Nazirus, that came into Hishlim Mate. Then I understand the term came into Hishlim Mate. Now, Tosos takes it either the word Hishlim means multiple terms. In other words, how does they see that Rebbe Yehuda definitely, how do we see from the Mishnah that Rebbe Yehuda agrees that it means multiple terms? In other words, maybe Rebbe Yehuda means came in Shishlim that he did 365 days. How did you figure out that Rebbe Yehuda? Right. Okay. Well, that's so the Gemara has, so Tosfos has two pshatim. Either came in Shishlim, Hishlim means multiple terms. Hishlim means multiple terms. Or when the alternative came in Shehishlim, like you're saying, it's coming after the first line or the earlier line in the Mishnah, he's bringing proof to the Tanakhama. So that's the proof. So he says, so Ella Yamri Khan Nazirut Kibilave, but if you say he accepted one term of the Zirus, which is what Rebbe would say, Mihabi Hashlama Klal, is there a Hashlama there? So that's one kasha we have against this Pshat. Okay? So again, we're saying the linchpin of this Pshat is that Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe, but here it doesn't sound like he agrees with them. Then but now the key also to hold in that first case. Remember, he said, I'm a Nazir Kiminyan. Minyan is going to be the key in the answer to this. Va'od, Nisabar Lakh Rebbe. In addition to which, another question, does Rebbe Yehuda really like subscribe to Rebbe? Bahatani, we learn another price of Rebbe Yehuda Omer, Reina Nazir Minyan, Hiltate Kayat, Minyan. Now, the way that the Tosos have it, Shivilei Shemitah. If a person says, I'm a Nazir, like the number of piles of figs that are out in the fields, which means like an infinite number. He says, or Minyan Shvile Shmita, let's look at Tosos, look at the second Tosos, Minyan Hilkate Shemiabshina Ta'anim, when they dry out the figs, a lot about figs in Gemara, he says, Osin Tilin Tilin Mita'anim Liyabe, they make different piles of figs to dry, Adain Mispar, like without number, and it's beyond. Uminyan Shvile Shmita, he says, V'chein b'shmita, and it's those ruot umar bibah and shvilin. He says, like the pathways through the fields in the Shmita year, so the fields aren't being sown. Everybody's making like pathways through the fields, and there's a zillion pathways through the fields. So he says, either he says, I'm a Nazir like the number of piles of figs, or I'm a Nazir like the pathways through the fields. He says, Mona Nizirot, he says, Rebbe Yehuda says he's accepting upon himself like the number of terms, and it was repeating terms, same ideas like Sa'ar Roshi. I mean, he's accepting upon himself, according to Rebbe Yehuda, multiple terms of 30 days. Like ad infinitum, he's going to do 30 days. But right. In other words, that's what Tosfos says. He says, Adin Mispar. In other words, where in Chumash does that show up, Adin Mispar? No. Try again. He says, it's with Yosef in Egypt, I think in Parshas Miketz, he says that he planted all the Tua Adin Mispar. What is it? I have to think of the Pasuk, but it comes up there, I think, in Parshas Miketz. He says, any event, but according to Rebbe, it would be one long term till like he drops dead. So the Gemara says that's not a kasha. Minyan shani. In both of these questions, the person said the word minyan, number. So the Gemara is saying that if a person says the number, we think that even Rebbe would agree that it's multiple terms. If he says Nuzi wrote, that's multiple terms, and if he says minyan, it's also multiple terms. It says minyan shani. Umishani lo the Rebbe minyan. Does Rebbe say if you say minyan that makes a difference? Tanya, we learned the brisa. Harein in Nazir minyan yimonachama. If a person says I'm a Nazir, kiminyan yimonachama. This is different than the case in the Mishnah, right? The Mishnah we said No, the Mishnah we said, right. We're in the same case of the Mishnah, we're going to elaborate more. Right. He counts up multiple terms, 365 multiple terms. He says, Kimei HaLavana, if he says it's like the lunar year, which is 354 days, Monet Kimei HaLavana, then he quotes multiple terms like the lunar year. Rebbe Omer, Achimar, Nizirot Alai. So Rebbe says, until he says, I'm accepting Nizirot, multiple terms, Kimeyana Modachama, Kimeyamod HaLavana. So the minion doesn't do it. In other words, according to Rebbe, even with minion, it doesn't do it. It's got to have Nizirot. That shoots like a big hole through our pshat that we want to say. So the Gemara says all is not lost. Rebbe Yehuda sabar lo kamati b'chada u'paligalei b'chada. Rebbe Yehuda doesn't entirely agree with Rebbe. He agrees with Rebbe in one issue. In other words, he holds with him when he says kisar roshi. There he agrees. It's a long term. It's, you know, ad infinitum. He says there is one long term. He says sabar lo kamati b'chada. Now, here we have Nizirot Kabil Alei, but if you look in the Bach, and you need the Bach here, so it's like Bechada, Chada Nizirot. In other words, he accepted one Nizirot. In other words, when he says Kisaroshi, Kholayam, he said that that's one long Nizirot. Upali Galei Bechada, but he's Mechulak with Rebbe on a different issue. Neither Rebbe Huda Shani Lei Mone. Rebbe Huda holds different. If he says Mone, then Rebbe Huda says all bets are off. That's like Nizirot. He says, Rebbe lo shani leimona. Rebbe holds there is no difference with that. So having said that, so our problems are resolved. So what's the problem? Yeah. So in Achinami, our Mishnah could be like Rebbe Shimon, or it could even be like Rebbe Yehuda. So again, the Mishnah said, if he says, you know, Kimelo Chardal, I'm a Nazir, like with the Kupa, Kimelo Chardal, like, with the Kupa, and the Mishnah says we view the Kupa as if it's filled with Kordal. So we said maybe it's filled with Dalad, you know, with the gourds or the, or filled with the Kishuin, the could be melons or it could be cucumbers. But so we said, so our Mishnah follows Reb Shimon, that we don't know whether it's like the 30, the 50 melons or the, or the multiple terms of 30 days. So he's got to do both. And either way, he's locked up as Nazir. Then Rabbi Yochanan says that our Mishnah could even be like the Tana Rabbi Huda, and Rabbi Huda will hold, and cutting to the chase, the Gemara says that Rabbi Huda holds that here he's definitely Nazir. It's just what the question of the term is, but it means that Rabbi Huda subscribes to Rabbi. So the question is, did he accept upon himself in the Zeros for 50 days, or he accepts upon the Zeros for ad infinitum, so forever? But either way, he's the Nazir. So either way, Rabbi Yehuda will agree with that. So then the Gemara says, so Rabbi Yehuda, you mean agrees with Rabbi, but doesn't seem like he agrees with Rabbi, because we have the case with he says in the Mishnah, Kevin Shishlim Mate, he says that the person accepted upon himself to be a Nazir, Kiminyan Yimodachama, and then he fulfilled all the terms of it. That was multiple terms of 30 days, which takes like 30 years to do, of 30 days. And Rebbe, we think, would say it's been one big term, and that doesn't seem like the Mishnah was going that way. And then we had in the Braisa, where Rebbe Yehuda said, Harini Nazir, Minin Hilkate Kayas, Minin Shvile Shvita, he's accepting upon himself to be a Nazir, like the number of piles of figs or the number of pathways through the fields, you know, in the Shemitah year. So there also, he says, he accepted upon himself, you know, multiple ad infinitum terms of Nazirus, and we don't think Rebbe would agree with that. So the Gemara said, no, Rebbe Yehuda agrees with Rebbe that in Achinami, if it's, you know, an indeterminate amount, that's one big Nazirus. And here with the Chardal, that's a big amount, we don't know what it is. And that's one big term. But if he has the word minion in there, then Rebbe Yehuda holds, that's like Nazirus. If I say minion, like minion, then the Tana Rebbe Yehuda says multiple terms. Rebbe doesn't agree with that last part, but Rebbe Yehuda holds that way. All right. Who's got questions, comments, or thoughts on anything I said so far? Yeah, he'll agree with that. Yeah. then it's divisible, right? It's multiple terms, according to Rebbe, right? Okay, or right. Okay. I'm going to move on unless anybody has questions. Okay, we're going to the kill now. Now we're actually, we do have plenty of time. So this was a very difficult Gemara. I guess I spent a lot of time on this. I mean, it just doesn't look like some of these new things, but it was difficult working this whole thing. It took quite a few. I got to tell you, I'll calculate it with you later if you like. Okay, now there was a rush I wanted to do yesterday, and I left it out, but it relates to the same thing. If you look on yesterday's daf, Zayin Amud Aleph, you remember if the person said, remember the Gemara said, Mitan v'yad sofa olam nazir shloshim yom. Remember? In the Mishnah, on line 5 on Zayin Amud Aleph, the first Mishnah. So the Gemara says, why is he nazir for 30 days? So the Gemara says, Haki kama arichli adamiltak mitan v'yad sofa olam. It feels like forever to me, but it's 30 days. So the truth is, it's not clear what he meant with that. When he said mikan v'yad sofa olam, maybe he meant one long zeros, or maybe he meant 30 days. So if you look at the Rush is, in my Gemara, the first wide line on Zayin Amud Aleph, arichli hule, nizirat achat shekibalti alai, kaben alai v'domenli ki'ilu v'ad sofa olam, v'kem into matil terutza digurei. Since we could interpret his statement that way, hachiha, but that's the way we're going to interpret it, the sam nazir lahakil, because naziris is lakula. In other words, here, the Rush is using the idea we saw in today's daf. In other words, we're mesupaka what he means. In other words, he says, harei alai naziris, he says, mikan v'yad sofa olam. We don't know. Maybe he means, it's like 30 days, I feel it's like the end of the world. Maybe he means naziris forever. So, but sam naziris is lahakil. So we're going to interpret in a lenient fashion, okay? But he's saying like we're Rabbi Yehuda. That's we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So that's the way the Gemara is coming out. But that's the way we pass it. You see, in our daf, the hay is there. That's the way we pass it. Okay. Now let me do a little further in the Gemara, and then we'll do something from the sheet, and then we'll be it. Okay.
That's the right
way. Correct. Now. Yeah, no, but so well, the question is, in other words, you're asking like this. Would normally we say Sveika Doraisa? I'm sorry to bother you, Dan. If you mentioned this earlier that we don't have any light here, I said we lost our electricity here, but we'll try to talk about this in the darkness. Anyway, so you're really asking why don't we say that it's a Sveika Doraisa? And Sveika Doraisa, we go L'chomra. So first, there's a whole question about, did you find her? Okay. So Well, first is about Machloket Rishonim, when we say Sveika Doraisa L'chomra, on a Doraisa level, is it Sveika Doraisa is really L'kula, and then on a Drabanan level, we go L'chomra. That's one way to understand. I think the Rashba holds that way. So it's not so pashut with that. But here, the Gemara is saying, by Naziris, though, notwithstanding anything else, we say that Sveika is... Now, when the Gemara says Sveika, the Gemara here that was saying, see, I have to think this through for him. When the Gemara is saying Sveika, means the person, when he made the neder, in other words, we're making a subfacial examination to his neder, he never would have accepted the neder had you told him that the Safek is more chamur than the Vada. He never would have gone into that. So it's really like a way to vacate the neder, Lakora, with this. So it may not be the same Safek as the other cases. Okay, let me go into the rest of the daf, and this will be it. Okay, now. All right, now let's take a look on Chenamud Beis. Okay, now we're 10 lines to the bottom. Got it, Daniel? So Tana Rabbanan. Yeah, well, the Safek, you definitely cannot bring the Torah, but that's definitely not. Yeah, but in other words, he's saying, why is it Safek? According to Tana Rabbi Yehuda, why do we say Safek was used to Hakel? That's what he's asking. How can the Tana Rabbi Yehuda say Safek was used to Hakel? So I think it's that we're saying that we're entering in the person's mind. It was the question is, do we have a valid netter here? So he's saying that the person, if he would realize what the sfeikot were, he would not have taken the netter So that's why we're vacating the neder under those circumstances. That's what I think he's saying. So let's keep back on the Gemara. So 10 lines from the bottom. Now, this braisa we had earlier in yesterday's daf, so it should be familiar to everybody. Tan Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir, Kol Yimei Chayai. If a person says, I'm a Nazir my whole life, Hareini Nazir Olam, or I'm a Nazir Olam, he says, Hareini Nazir Olam. So here is a Nazir Olam, like Avshalom. He could take the haircut once every 12 months, and then he brings the korbano. Now, if he says a determinate amount, then Apilu Mei Ashana, even if the finite amount is a different case, is a finite amount, even if the finite amount is 100 years. Apilu Elif Shanim, even 1,000 years, Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir Li Olam. Then he's not a Nazir Olam where he gets to, let's say, take the haircut every 12 months and bring the korban out. He's a Nazir Li Olam. He's one big term in infinity for 100 years, which means his whole life. That was it. Okay, now, Tan Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir Ba'ata. Now, let's say a person says, Hareini, I'm a Nazir and one. He says, Mona Shtayim. That's accepting upon himself two terms of Nazirus. So Nazir Ba'ata is two terms of 30 days. Now, the Od, Mona Shalot. Let's say he says, Hareini Nazir Ba'ata, the Od. Hareini Nazir Ba'ata, the Od. I'm a Nazir and one and Od. Then he's Mona Shalosh, then he does three terms. Now, Vishuv Mona Arba. Let's say he says, Hareini Nazir, Ba'achat, Be'od, Vishuv. And then Ashuv means like, and again. So then he's Nazir for four terms. So the Gemara says, Pshita. That's obvious. I understand he's adding on. So the Gemara says, Ba'od the tame Vishuv, Tukulu, Bahabi Lashif. So much fun. Low. I would think Vishuv is like, repeat everything I did. So Hareini Nazir. Hareini Nazir, Ba'achat Ba'od, and Vishuv, multiply everything again by two. So it's three times two is six. So he says, Kamash will not that way. Now, the Braisa says, Tan Rabbanan, Hareini Nazir, Sumchus Omer, Hain Achat. Now, the person says, Hareini Nazir, Hain. Hain, he's using the Greek here. So I don't speak Greek, but he's saying that. Right, like Daniel's saying, like in Latin, you know, the Romance languages, uno is one, or un in French. So he says, "Hain." He says, "Hareini Nazir Hain." It's one. He says, "Now we have digun shtayim, but if you look in the Rush, he has not digun shtayim. He says, let me see where it is here. He says, "Diton Hareini Diton shtayim." So Diton, I think, must be closer to the Greek because like we have like Deutero, you know, like Deuteronomy is like two. So the other thing. So Digon or Diton, Shtayim. So he says, Hareini Nazir, Digon or Diton, that's two. Two terms. Trigon, Shalosh, but here he has, the Rush has Triton. Also seems maybe that might be closer to the original Greek. He says, Triton, Shalosh. He says, Tetragon Arba, like, you know, tetra we know is four. So tetragon, he's is four. Pontigon, like pentagon, chamesh, five. So in other words, so he's, it seems like he's mixing and maxing the languages. But, you know, this word hain, so in the Masipta Gemara, they mentioned there's a drasha. The Gemara has, you know, batama shokat shoel meimach. So this is, and some pasuk, Hain la Shem Elokecha, or I don't know. There's a pasuk where it says Hain, like Hain la Shem Elokecha, and the Gemara darshens it out Hain like one. All right, now, well, it's using it to say like sometimes the Gemara has a drasha where there's be like another language in it, like you have Totafot, you know, Tad and Kafi and things like that, or like you have the Gemara says about the Priyes Hadar, where the Gemara has. Like with the Greek, with the hydro, hadar, hydro. Okay, now Tana Rabbanan, four lines to the bottom. Bayit Agol, if you have a round house, so it's a round house, it's like a circular wall, digon or diton, or with two walls. So the way the Masivta had this, let's say half the house is a semicircle, and then there are two walls like an arrow, or like a V. So the V meeting the semicircle. So he says, Trigon or a three-sided house, or pontigon or a five-sided house, it's not subject to minigayim, it's saras of any of those situations. Tetragon, metami minigayim, because a four-sided house it is susceptible to tuma within a goyim. By taima, what's the reason? So lamata hu omer kir kirot. So there's a later pasuk in Parshas Tazria where it says that, you know, like hine pasah hanega b'kirot abayit. The nega has spread and b'kirot abayit. So it could say b'kir abayit. This is b'kirot abayit with the walls of the house and lamala hu omer kir kirot. And then the earlier pasuk it also says kir kirot. He quotes the psukim here. Let me get in the rest of that one. Oh, that's four is right. But when, let me get it. Yeah. So the one is, so the earlier pasuk is b'nei nega b'kirot abayit. Like he sees nega b'kirot abayit. And then the second one is b'nei pasah nega b'kirot abayit. So it's spread b'kirot abayit. So kirot kirot. And the Gemara takes that's like unnecessary verbiage. So kir kirot lamala hu omer kir kirot or ekan. Lamatu Americ wrote Lamala my time, Lamatu Americ wrote Lamala who Americ wrote Rekan Arba, Hadralach Kokinye. All right, yes.
Yeah, sure.
Well, no, let's go back. In other words, we're focusing on, in other words, here he's saying the Torah could have said Kir and it said Kirot. So, and it does it twice. So it's saying four walls. You want to say that there's another Kir in it? Yeah, so maybe there's some different drasha with that, but this is.
I mean, necessary of it.
Wait. Oh, Umari Hen Shapal Min Hakir. Yeah. But the thing is, I mean, I could say simple pshat that I need, but in other words, Umari Hen Shapal Min Hakir that I need to describe what it is. It's lower, it's more recessed than the wall. But the Kir Kirot, that's superfluous. Kir Kirot, that's superfluous. So the superfluous one needs Varshan. Okay, now. What? All right, no picture. Oh, you cocked out on us. Okay, now. All right, now, in the few minutes left, let me just do a little bit from the Morot Daf, and then we'll see if we go with this. Now, there's an interesting Morot Daf Yomi here. They talk about this. This speaks about, we said that if a person says he's a Nazir, Minyan Yimona Chama, a Nazir, like the days, like the solar year. So we said, you know, either, we learned in the Gemara, either meant 365 30-day terms. Or no, 365 30-day terms, or one big term, you know, 365 days. But he says, though, there's a different shot, and who does he quote here? The Rashi, the Mefarish, says 365 years. And he says that Rabbi Yehuda relates that he met somebody like this that died immediately after he completed that whole term, according to the Rashi Mefarish. So that sounds like the Gemara doesn't hold that Shomay Rekab Kamasol Rabbi Yehuda Lo Rikhi Amin Kulkat. Wait. So the Gemara brings the Rabbi Yehuda to show that he doesn't agree that it was 365 years. So he says just he expected 365 days. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda says that there was somebody who completed those terms. So it doesn't mean 365 years, it means 365 days. So this aroused a number of shilas, he says. The Gemara mentioned, in other words, here, we take it that a person couldn't live that long. But then what's other Gemaras? Like, remember this Gemara in Erevin, Rabbi Preda, he taught this Talmud, who was tough learning, 400 times, and he was zochet to live 400 years. And the Seder Tanaim Omarim says that Rabbi Yochanan lived 300 years, and that Rav lived 400 years. So it seems like people were living hundreds of years. So anyway, he cut to the chase. He wants to say that there was a mistake that took place. So he quotes from Rav Reuben Margoliot. He says that, let's see, in Rashi, in one place he says the parochet was in the Petah Kodesh, was 100 amot, the parochet. So Tosfos Yantov says that maybe in Rashi it said mem, and the people made a mistake and they published mea, but he meant 40. So he wants to say the same thing, according to Reuben Margoliot, the same thing could have happened here as well. That maybe it said Rabbi Yochanan Chai Shin Shanim and Rav Chai Taf Shanim, and we say, how could that be? So it meant that Rabbi Yochanan lived Shmonim Shanim. In other words, Shin was like an abbreviation for 8-ish, for Shmonim, for 80. And Taf was an abbreviation for Tishim. And so and he says, Rabbi Yisqa, maybe Herzog also says the same thing. So in Erevin, where Preda, he went over with his Talmud 400 times, it could be, it said, Taf Pamim, Tishim Pamim. 90 times he went over it, And so he was okay maybe to live 90 years, not 400 years. And that's an interesting shot in the Gemara. Oh, yeah, it is a big difference, but it's an interesting thing to take into account because you always have these Gemaras like this. Okay, now we'll do two more minutes of this and that'll be it. Now, all right, but they don't, but 400, not so many. Now, okay, now the Ramah explains that we are lenient regarding questionable Naziris, since the Naziris involves going to extremes. Since the general rule is that extremes are not good, we are lenient. A person is better off not becoming a Nazir. Pushing oneself too hard is often not worthwhile. Going to extremes can even prevent one from learning properly. One is in such a rush to get to the Kasha or the Tevrutz that he has no time to actually learn the Sugya. Rav Shach Sitzal told a certain Bacher who asked him what this far regarding 15 women who don't need Yibam, like the first mission of Yavamot, why don't they? The Gemara says this is a limit from Sukkim, Rav Shach replied. Still, the Bacher in trouble with the simple concept, but there has to be some extra he pressed. When relating the story, Rav Shach would conclude, this lack of patience causes many to fail to truly develop. Rabbi Yisro Zalman Meltzer mentioned this problem long ago. The Bacher starts Baba Kama, you know, Arba Avot Nezikin, and immediately tries to work out the question of the Marsha. He should first learn what the four are, like Arba Avot Nezikin. Let's learn the Mishnah, let's see it. I mean, jumping the gun. On another occasion, Rav Shach said, even the Brisker Rav agreed that Bacharim using time that should be devoted to learning Shas to the stencils of Rav Chaim Brisker is a Korban HaTorah. In other words, they have like Rav Chaim, but stencils. But it was they're jumping to Reb Chaim before they got the Gemara straight. He says, I can prove it to you, Reb Shach insisted. Reb Chaim Brisker himself learned and became such a gadol that today we all learn his Torah and all this without once learning the stencil. Anyway, so the idea is that, you know, you first get the Gemara, get the Rashi, then get the Tosafot, clear it all up. Okay, let me end up the recording here.